Now this is a dictation for Peter, P-E-T-E-R, Lindsay, L-I-N-D-S-A-Y, May 2358. Address as a letter to Kaylin, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N, Guidman, G-E-I-T-M-A-N, 775-1640. Dear Mrs. Guidman, follow up Mr. Lindsay, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, underline polycythemia vera, myeloproliferative disorder. Atrial fibrillation, to have ablation procedure in January, a stable edema, compressing stockings, no ulcers or severe claudications, no vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, no headaches, chest pain, palpitation, orthopnea, PND, last phlebotomy like 2 years ago, follows with Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y. Medication list review, hydroxyurea, Norvasc, Eliquis, Lasix, Bisoprolol, present blood pressure by nurse 115-67, weight up to 233, previously 221. Lungs are clear, has atrial fibrillation, no pericardial rap, no ascites, minor edema. Chemistry is creatinine 1.38, which is baseline. Normal hemoglobin. Elevated white blood cell, predominance neutrophils, normal platelet count, normal electrolyte acid base, creatinine representing a GFR of 56 at stage 3, normal calcium albumin liver function test. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan, CKD stage 3, stable over time, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. This degree of kidney function will not explain the edema, which I believe is probably related to medication like Norvasc, given blood pressure running in the normal low. I will advise to decrease Norvasc to 5 milligrams. Potentially even lower, and check blood pressure at home. Other chemistries from the renal standpoint are stable. Has atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated, and rate control. Come back in 6 months, end of dictation.